Hello. Yeah, 90, how many? 92. Yeah, that's a solid number. Wow, that's I rarely like to compare people, players. Seems like whenever you start comparing two players, somebody gets diminished. And I think it'd be unfair to any college player that's coming in right now to, you know, get compared to Colin Kaepernick. You know, that's.
I just mean like Wilson, Locke, all these guys.
Oh, they're already in. They're already in the league. Yeah. Well, there's always been great athletes that have played the quarterback position. And so, therefore, I think we could expect that great athletes will continue to come into the league.
Jim, when you went from college, come back to the NFL, how did that help you when you went to evaluate draft prospects, having that experience with the college guys?
It helped. I feel like it still does. There's players that are now in this class. I didn't coach them, but recruited them, and some I did coach. So you continue to know guys that went to other schools and remember recruiting them, or in my case, still some of the Stanford players that we did coach.
Utah State Center Tyler Larson, table two.
Right, four season, how much he has left in the tank, and then when you look at Lattimore and LaMichael James, how some of the young guys are developing.
Well, I thought Frank was once again Frank Gore, A++, played all the games, and our other running backs, Kendall Hunter, LaMichael James, Anthony Dixon, once again all provided a very strong backfield for us, and very excited about all of those players, and the addition of Marcus Lattimore. Getting into the mix this offseason and this season.
Jim, can you put a finger on why, through your three drafts, the 49ers have not selected a player from Stanford?
Well, I can put a finger on that. You watch the tape, and you evaluate at the combine here, and you can see most all the good players, and there's a lot of them. The biggest problem is that you watch them, you see how good they are, and then you realize we're going to be playing against them because you only get one pick every 32 picks, and so the great majority of these players play against you, and what's coming. You know how good they are, and some of the Stanford player cases. I'm sure not looking forward to playing Andrew Luck, but. You realize that you're probably gonna, you're gonna be. And, sure enough, you end up playing him. And he does pretty darn well. that would be the one thing I would put my finger on.
Have you spoken to Jonathan Martin recently?
Well, I was in the locker room there, so I can't really comment on that. And, no, I have not spoken to him. And I think you know what I think about the whole situation. It's pretty well documented in reports, and I've commented on it before.
As a head coach, I mean, how responsible are they just remembering what's going on with the player? Is it realistic to think they know what's going on with all the players in the market?
I always avoid answering those questions when the question is tied to a situation, especially a situation that you're referring to that was – in a different locker room, on a different team. So, for me to stand up here and answer that question, you would then link that back to that situation. And so I prefer not to comment on something that I really don't have, other than looking in through the keyhole, any knowledge of. So, but if you want to ask that question at a different time when it's not related to that situation, I'd be glad to get into that discussion. Well, yeah, you have my quote on that. that was also in the report, and you know, I do believe that, yes.
But has this case changed how you look at your own team? I mean, way you look at your own locker room and make sure you're not.
You know, for the same reasons I didn't elaborate on the earlier question that hopefully you can understand.
Coach, defensive end Cornelius
Tank Carradine. Well, expectations will be very high. And Tank had a procedure done after the season that took out a mass of scar tissue. And he wasn't able to straighten out his leg before that. And then they took that out and his leg went straight. He looks like a different guy now, you know, since that procedure. So, you know, just with what we saw when he did practice with our football team, and now this procedure that's been done, I really am even more excited. So I think he's going to have a great offseason and look forward to his progress very, very much.
So you're talking the level of competition just within your own division.
Oh, yeah, it's obvious, you know, A++ in our division. Very competitive. Yes, yes.
Is that
I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah. When you hear the combine, they plan on getting together with your brother, you guys watch guys together and talk much in terms of not necessarily strategy, but just talk through what you're seeing with the prospects that are out there.
Oh, we already have. I had lunch yesterday at the Shula's restaurant. And we'll visit again during the combine. Yes, this is one of three times that we have a chance to get together. The owners' meetings in Orlando next month, and then there's some times where we'll see him on vacation, but didn't last year. So I miss my niece Allison. She's not here. I'll get to see her at the owners' meeting. But yes, there's the schedules. I don't get to see my niece enough. And it's great seeing my brother while we're here at the combine. How hard is it?
Yeah.
It's one piece of a getting to know a player process that's in the entire process of the NFL combine. A piece. I don't have a percentage for you, how degree of difficulty, but you know, I certainly enjoy it. It's one of my most enjoyable experiences of the year. You know, getting knee to knee with these youngsters and talking to them.
Your defense is so good at inside linebacker and safety. How does that challenge, an opposing offense schematic and trying to attack? We're so good in the middle.
Well, it's good to be good in the middle. Just like in baseball, I'm going to be good up the middle, center, catcher, pitcher, shortstop, second base, center fielder. Same thing, you want to be built that way on defense. Inside, nose tackle, your two linebackers, your safeties.
I don't know you have your answer at quarterback, but have you watched any tape with Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I have.
What do you think?
Impressed. Yes, I think he will. He's very competitive. He's a winner. I think those qualities translate very well to the NFL.
Just going back to that, why is it so? Why is that?
It's the core of your unit, whether it's defensively or offensively. You know, closest to the ball. Same on offense, center, quarterback, running back. Well, I mean, we played our last game, and then he came to the facility, and his car was already in the lot when I got there. So and he's worked out the next week, and now he's down in Florida working out again. So I never have any questions about Colin Kaepernick's work ethic and his desire to be great. and he already is pretty darn good. So I don't know that there'll be dramatic increases when you're that good, but if he'll find a way to get a mile an hour faster. That's just the way he trains and the way he thinks.
Hey, Coach, a little bit off the beaten path there, but your alma mater keeps getting pounded by the Buckeyes. Are you ever going to go back and rescue that, turn that thing around for Michigan?
We'll see about next year now.
Do you stay in touch with them much?
Don't underestimate the Wolverines. No, did not have a chance to watch the game live, but seen the tape. I think it did. How tricky? I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's some. It's tricky in some ways. I don't really have that list in front of me right now.
A couple more?
Not to harp on the subject, but you know, you knew Dr. Martin before he came into the NFL. How would you describe his desire to play as you knew him, like how much love he had for football, how much he wanted this to be a part of his life?
You know, again, you really have all my quotes on that. It's been very well documented. It's always been a valuable position in football, and continues to be.